Great.
So today we're talking with a small business owner to find out about their business journey. So it's five questions. Sounds really easy, right? So get ready for some great insights, reflection, and some laughter, potentially some real serious bits too. Please note our discussion today, meaning the content we're creating this episode is for informational purposes only and not a substitute for professional advice. Each person and their business journeys are different. So let me introduce my guest. My guest today is Jay Cooper. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Sam. Pleasure to be here.
Jay is the co-founder of Issimo, a specialist in user experience in brackets UX, graphic design with a techie twist. And we know about the techie twist. We'll hear about that today. His business name is Issimo Markets, although he is the co-founder of Issimo. And I think Issimo Markets sits underneath Issimo, the brand. So when I asked for the industry sector location or service areas, Jay's answer was SaaS, which means complete software as a service solution on demand. You will be tested about that. So that's when you need software, when you need it. And a lot of the times it's subscription based. And now, Jay, you're working nationally, which is really exciting. And one wild fact, Jay has run stages at large music festivals with up to 20,000 attendees. Holy moly, what the hell were you doing there?
That's a lot of fun. I mean, I started out, it's sort of my when my journey began. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I got a good education, but I didn't know what to do. So I did what anyone would do. I went and studied sound engineering and got into music production. So I've had primetime music on TV commercials and things. But yeah, so that from there, I met some great people that ended up, running some stages, which is a heap of fun
Oh my God, and pretty hectic.
as a creative and a techie, and also leadership as well, because you'd have, a team of say 20 people and you'd have to get them all together. It's kind of almost like a base on the moon, trying to get everyone. Does anyone have a spanner quick? That's
It's like herding fish sometimes. So,
it.
Jay, how did your business journey begin and what is your why? So we want to hear about that inspiration behind your business. What's fueling the belly?
Yeah, so my business journey went right back to when I was probably about 20. I was doing a bit of that soul searching, like I said, after school. I thought about doing law. I did work experience at the Law Institute, but they put me in the archives. It was incredibly boring, and I realized it wasn't for me. And I read an ebook, and it was one of those kind of tacky ebooks that's like, get into business and be your own boss and everything. But I realized this is what they hadn't taught me at school. So it was a real aha moment. So our business, where we've ended up, we'd experimented with, like, moonlighting, affiliate marketing, doing e-commerce, lots of part-time stuff, lots of opportunities to fail. We're really good at failing, and ended up creating a family business actually so far, called Issimo, which is a online marketplace as a service platform, which to dumb it down a little bit. Marketplaces are like eBay is an e-commerce marketplace, Seek is a jobs marketplace. And yeah, we really just wanted to create something. Our why is to empower communities through commerce. So in particular, we love social enterprise and we love working with people to help them create a marketplace that empowers their community, whether it be jobs or renting equipment or transactions or anything like that. So that's our why, and our big goal is to help empower social enterprise and profit for purpose. We're very into by allowing their community to transact with each other.
Wow, absolutely wow. Alrighty, so what has been the major challenge you've encountered along the way, and how did you overcome that challenge? I mean, there's been many over the last 5, 10 years, but just pick one, Jay.
There
Or
has
two,
there,
whatever.
I don't think I could pick one, but I'll try and be brief. There has been many.
Take
Probably
your time, it's all good.
the biggest is probably money, direction and focus. So in tech, everyone has an idea. Everyone is like, we could do this, we could do that. But the challenge is, what can you achieve in the time frame you have? Because tech is infinitely repeatable. So unlike, a bakery where you say, we could start doing croissants, And then you sort of try them out. And then if it doesn't work out, it's more like you're building an entire croissant factory before one croissant rolls out the door, right? So the challenge in tech is to not waste your resources going in the wrong direction. So usually in tech, what you want to do is figure out with people really early, preferably just, I tell people, crayon and napkins, draw it on the thing. Do you want this? And then people don't think too far into it. This is very my UX hat. And then say, okay, do you want this? And then, and Nick's just come in. Sorry about that. We work from home today because we can do that to the business owners. Anyway, so basically, yeah, not going in the wrong direction. Now, we're a bootstrap startup, which means we haven't taken investment deliberately. Startups are kind of like the business Olympics, and bootstrapping is putting that on hard mode. But what that means is you don't take investment up front to build that croissant factory. You kind of just start pretending you're a croissant factory and then figuring it out and listening to your customers. You've got to have a really close relationship with your early customers. And yeah, probably the biggest challenges and solutions, at least in our world, is focus and direction and then money, because money is everything. You can build a $50 million theme park, but will anyone come? So It's the same with all businesses. But yeah, if you're going to do a big capital expense, you want to be very sure.
So where are you in your startup journey? Are you a couple of years in now?
Yeah, we're well in. So Isimo, look, it's gone through a few different phases in its life, but Isimo as it is now is about 4 years in, maybe Five now. The years are ticking along. Let's say it's 5 years.
Awesome. So when you're reflecting back on that, what are some of the successes and milestones in that last couple of years? And I'm sure there's a couple that stand out.
100%. So ever since I was 19, I like every, wish upon a star, what do you want? On a business that pays me minimum wage, that is my business, right? Just want minimum wage. So that was a huge milestone, which we reached about probably like 3 or 4 years ago. We started paying ourselves. We still do some contracting here and there for custom deployments and things. So that's really the next milestone. So what we haven't touched on is, as part of our journey, is our main project is Isimo Markets, which can be confusing, but it's going to be rebranded. This is a world exclusive breaking news. This year it's going to become Markets Near Me. So we add a visitor focus as well. So basically that's our own marketplace where we are building those tools out and understanding the problem. We become our own customer, if that makes sense. And it's a marketplace for markets and store holders, kind of like Airbnb for store holders and markets, where with a few clicks you can book into a spot and find out who needs coffee and all that kind of stuff. So the next milestone is we've got about 100 events on board now, which is huge. We're so proud. Got a big TV up in the office that has all of the markets that are on this weekend, and it's getting so long that it goes off the screen. So every day, every day I pinch myself and go, I can't believe it. We've actually had 22 more events come on since January. Well, I'd say January 1st, but we didn't really come back till about the 5th. So since the beginning of the year, we've had 22 events go live, which we're absolutely.
Oh my God. Right. So that's like in a month.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's massive. Yeah. We've had our first market in Perth, an event manager that's got like 3 or 4, and we've had another one in Queensland. So what's happening is the storeholders are recommending us, and it's naturally viral in the sense that often people who run markets are also storeholders, and it's very community focused as well. So people talk. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I love the fact that you're actually national now. So How many states are your events in now?
Lots in Vic. Quite a few in New South Wales, a few in Queensland, South Australia, if we include the field days, and also so everything except Northern Territory, but we're coming in hot.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that is really awesome. Yeah, cool. Alrighty, so what's the most important lesson you've learned from running your own business to date? So this is about us looking for some insights for our listeners.
I could talk about know your customer and manage your cash flow and all those things. But honestly, the best answer I've got is integrity, because bad things will happen on your journey. It's really freaking hard. I had a bit of personal stuff last year. You have business hiccups, especially if you're working with customers and you're sort of, as they call it in startup world, building the plan as you fly it. So integrity, say what you mean and do what you say. So when you do that, and honestly, this is the only reason why I'm here to talk to you today, really, is when things happen, your clients, your creditors, your family, everyone, you know, will support you. If you need to pay an invoice late, or if you, you know, you can't deliver on something, or whatever it is, if people trust you and respect you because you have integrity, you will be able to resolve it in an honorable way and then continue on. And I've listened to many business podcasts, and that's one of the big founder tips that stuck with me is, it's not how you handle the good times, it's how you handle the bad times. It's how many times you can get hit and keep moving forward. So integrity is everything.
That is a really good insight. And I mean, I think it's integrity above self always, that if that's how you run your business and that's how you are as a person and your values are aligned with that, people will come, they will want to work with you. And you're right, they will be there in the hard times and the good times.
And I'll say one more thing, thank you, mind. It makes sales a hell of a lot easier. So you start to get into sales and it's so awkward. You go, I've got to ring someone and ask if they want this thing. If you know that it's what they need, and if you've got an introduction from another client because they said, oh, give Sarah a call, it just makes it so much easier. And then you don't have people on guard from being sold to and everything. So sales is the lifeblood of your business. If you have integrity around that, then the most important part of your business is going to be on easy mode.
Yeah, and I think that's the value of a warm referral. Because, you know, if somebody said to me, what are Isimo markets like? Well, I've used it firsthand. I've seen it second and third hand. And, you know, jump on and see the socials, you know, see what other people are saying about Isimo. You know, just don't take my word for it. Now, because you guys have been a startup and you've been in business for a couple of years now, what advice do you have for aspiring entrepreneurs or small business owners? Because the integrity is a good one, but there must be another piece of advice, another gold nugget you can share with us.
It's kind of a flip side of that point. So surround yourself with motivated, talented people. It's not like just networking, go to a networking event and get a card and say, oh, I know someone who's there, because you don't really know them. Actively draw people into your life, people who challenge you, people who you are just like starstruck by. Because if you're both doing good things, it can be a bit of a learning journey as well, where you get lost and people help you. They will need it too. And you probably know a lot more about something that they need than you know that you do. So surround yourself with hustlers and motivated and talented people. And likewise, and this is almost as important, but actively remove people who are trouble. So, crazy people, selfish people, people who aren't motivated. They say you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I've learned that lesson the hard way. So keeping it positive, but just in the same way that someone can save you just at the time you need it. Well, if you have the wrong people around you, it's just bad luck and things happen and it's just more problems to deal with. And believe me, you'll have enough trouble running a business without that. So, and that goes for clients and customers too. It's really hard sometimes to get rid of a client, but if they're just always unhappy, or they're always in a state of chaos, or they don't know what they need, sometimes the best thing for them is another solution. You know, don't try and hold on to them just because you need the revenue. Same with building a team. It's all the same. Is surround yourself with great people. Some of our customers we're in absolute awe of. They're amazing people and so proud to work with them. So they're the kind of people you want to attract. And guess what? They've got lots of other people like them around them, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's sort of a multiplier effect around people that are motivated and out there doing things. That's a great insider. One of the conversations that I've had recently is around, is it okay to say no to a client or move a client on? And I think you've actually nailed that about if they're not happy, you know, see if you can move them on to find another solution, because sometimes when one door shuts, another door opens. And I think it's nice to have, you know, really motivated clients as opposed to clients that are not going to be happy because they don't know what they want. And they're, you know, on their journey to work out exactly what they want.
Yeah.
What's in the pipeline for 2024? What's Issimo got up its sleeve, apart from a rebrand of the markets, which I didn't know about? What's happening?
Oh, so much. We're so excited. So we want to keep growing. We're focusing particularly on two things, basically. One is we're just finishing up a project for a client to launch our second jobs marketplace, which is called Access with Josie Clark, who's an amazing, amazing person. Basically, so that makes two jobs marketplaces, and we've got potentially a third one on the way. That is a whole product that is tested and it works. And it's not like you're just hacking features in. In tech is another thing. You can quickly cut a hole in the wall, but if you're going to make it a door with a lock and a key and it doesn't stick when you move it, you've got to have everything tested. So building a prototype is a lot different to building a product. The difference is a prototype might cost you 50K if you've got someone to build it. A real one will cost you $500,000. So getting a good thing, you know, we've got the skills, but yeah, so that's our first one, is launching a few more jobs marketplaces. And then Issimo Markets, we're really, really excited about. We're just about to switch it up. We've done 4 years of features for markets, and they're pretty happy now. They're pretty sorted. We're going AI first. We actually built the whole system and product around the eventual emergence of AI. And even we were shocked. It's happened so quick. I still remember the first sort of ChatGPT thing I used, and I went, oh my God, it's here. Even Nick's a notorious optimist. Like, people will laugh at him about how optimistic he is. Even he was sidelined by it. So building an AI, it reads the docs for you. It checks the docs for you. It automatically reaches out and schedules people, because markets are a really complicated space, right? You're dealing with local government and you're dealing with state government regulations and all this stuff. So we've got all the processes down. We're now automating huge chunks of it, especially with AI. And we're shifting our focus now to stallholders, which is really exciting. So the markets are happy. Now we're launching our new calendar, which is fantastic. So it's a whole new design. We want to get the app out this year. We said that last year, but life's hard. And then really kicking off our stallholders wanted matchmaking as well. So we do this already in the jobs marketplace, but basically if you're a stallholder, we've got about 5,000 I think signed up that say, I sell coffee, I'm willing to travel 100 k's from Albury, right? And what happens is, if any market says to us, we want a minimum of one coffee, then we can go boom, reach out to them, fill the spot for them. So really actively finding who needs to go where. So those are the three big projects for this year. Cannot wait. We're so excited.
Very exciting. Very exciting. So how do you sit there and dream all this stuff up? Like, do you and Nick sit there and plot, or is it really based on what your clients or your customers are telling you? Is it a mix of what's happening in the environment? How do you come up with these ideas, putting you on the bloody hot seat now?
No, it's a really good question. It's a little bit like a mix between getting dunked by a massive surfing wave and it's all chaos around you, but it's also beautiful and you have a moment of calm. So we have infinite plans and ideas. Like, there's no shortage there. We've pretty much got like a 20-year roadmap, which adjusts as, you know, things happen. It's more about the speed you can get there. So making sure that you can, you know, don't aim to climb Mount Everest if you're a first-time climber. You know, just walk up, you know, go for a nice walk in the forest and see if it's for you. So each feature, each idea, they sit independently, but one thing comes to another. It just turns out that you never have enough resources, you never have enough time to get them all in. There's never a moment where you scratch your head and say, what should we do now? I think that's a good answer to the question, but once you know what you're direction is? I suppose the other answer is we work with, we probably regularly speak to about 30 event managers, and they tell us their deepest desires. What do they want? Once you've figured out your direction and you know who your customer is, and you've got your kind of product happening, and now you've got customers telling you what they want, really from there, the direction, you want that inertia. Just keep moving in that direction. You'll know when you're moving in the right direction because people will be banging your door down.
That is great. I love that. So thank you so much for chatting with me today, Jay. It's been really insightful. You've had some real good answers there for those questions. I've learnt so much. Where can listeners find out about Issimo?
Yeah, so issimo.com is our main, very uninteresting website with a link to some of the marketplaces we've done. Issimomarkets.com, that's the one where that's our marketplace. Although if you're listening in the future in 2024, then it may have moved to marketsnearme.com. So, but we'll probably run both alongside each other for a while. But yeah, so those, if you're looking to start an event, that's really exciting, especially if it's a Rotary or a Lions, or you just want to help your local community transact, huge tourism boost for your community. The amount of impact events have is untold. Helps people start businesses. We volunteer, run the Mansfield Bush Market, which was our first ever client. We actually have started incubator stalls so that locals can do their first ever business. You just have a table and a square reader, and if you want to try something out without spending a heap of money, just come and sell it and talk to real customers. So events have immense unmeasured impact. So we're super passionate about that.
That's fantastic. I've been involved in a lot of business incubators over the last 20, 30 years. Don't do the maths. Yeah. And one of the things that I found that those incubators are just, and that whole concept around that is brilliant. It's like a hot desk for business. They can just walk in, there's things there, there's resources there, and they can just have a go. I've never heard of an events or a storeholder incubator. That's bloody amazing.
What better place to try a product than a place with 5,000 customers walking past? It's the best place to get feedback. So we even had they're looking at incorporating a new Lions group in Mansfield. They started at the market, and also the Friends of the Rail Trail, they came for the first time. So it's just sometimes you're not even selling anything. It's just info. You just want to talk to people. So events are huge. So we have a lot of passion there. So if you're looking to boost your community, consider an event. And find us at ismomarkets.com, and we can help you get started.
Thanks a lot, Jay. You have a good day, and thanks for dropping by.
Such a pleasure, Sam. Thanks so much for having me.